Your alarm screams. Emails flood in before your feet hit the floor. You're racing through breakfast, commuting on autopilot, arriving at work with zero memory of the drive. Sound familiar? We're all trapped on this hamster wheel, spinning faster but getting nowhere, wondering when we'll finally catch our breath. Here's the truth nobody wants to hear. Finding peace doesn't require quitting your job, moving to Bali, or meditating on a mountaintop. The problem isn't your packed schedule or demanding boss, it's what's happening inside your head. While we obsess over diet plans and gym memberships, we completely neglect our minds, leaving them vulnerable to spiraling thoughts and overreactions to the smallest annoyances. Think about your morning commute. Your body drives while your mind jumps between work reports, birthday parties, and tax deadlines. These thoughts serve absolutely no purpose in that moment. They're just mental noise stealing your present experience. But when you shift focus to what's actually around you, noticing trees along your route, feeling grateful for employment, appreciating pleasant scents, something magical happens. Your body physically relaxes. The chaos quiets. You've just discovered that peace isn't about changing your life. It's about changing your relationship with your thoughts. We chase happiness like it's a destination. Land the dream job, buy the perfect house, find the ideal partner. But this pursuit is fundamentally flawed. If happiness existed in external things, everyone would feel equally joyful about coffee. Yet some people worship it while others can't stand it. Clearly, happiness doesn't live in the coffee. It lives in how we experience it. This realization is both ancient wisdom and cutting-edge science. Neuroplasticity research confirms what sages knew millennia ago. Living in the present physically rewires your brain, helping you manage emotions more effectively. Your happiness isn't something you need to find or create, it's already there, buried under layers of stress and worry like the sun hidden behind storm clouds. Your brain generates 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts daily, roughly 35 to 42 per minute. This monkey mind swings between replaying yesterday's embarrassments and rehearsing tomorrow's presentations, skewing overwhelmingly negative and catastrophizing situations you can't control. Your mind has two distinct parts, the chatty mind, that relentless monkey, and the observing mind, which watches thoughts pass without judgment. When work anxiety spirals, shifting into observation mode creates immediate breathing room. Your observing mind simply notices, there goes my mind worrying about that email again. This acknowledgement creates distance from chaos. Practice this shift during mundane moments. In a grocery line, your chatty mind rages about incompetent cashiers. Your observing mind notes, I'm feeling frustrated right now. No drama, just awareness. Like strengthening a muscle, this skill improves with practice. You once lived completely in the moment, inherently happy, like children unbothered by adult drama. You still experience flow states, absorbed in a book, playing sports, moments when time stops. These feel refreshing precisely because your chatty mind finally shuts up.
Can't spare 20 minutes for meditation? Even 15 seconds can create peace. Wherever you are, bus stop, office, kitchen, take a deep breath. During stress, we often forget this simple act. Many unconsciously hold their breath while reading emails, a phenomenon called email apnea. Breathing through your diaphragm activates your relaxation response. Place your hand on your belly and breathe deeply, watching your stomach inflate like a balloon, then deflate completely. Breathe through your nostrils for better control, sitting tall with back straight and feet flat. Another powerful technique is the mind dump, writing down overwhelming thoughts to gain perspective and create physical space outside your head. Visualization works similarly. Picture your stresses dissipating, clouds floating away, or balloons releasing into the sky. Athletes like Michael Phelps credit visualization for their success, mentally rehearsing races thousands of times before competing. When life swirls like a hurricane, you face a choice: get swept up in violent winds or become the calm in the eye of the storm. Living in the present doesn't mean thoughts stop. That's impossible. Your relationship to them transforms. You catch them, switch to observation mode, and suddenly they lose their power over you.
Self-love isn't selfish. It's the foundation for loving others authentically. Think of love as a glass of water. If yours is empty, you have nothing to pour into someone else's glass. When you truly love yourself, you stop expecting anything in return. Those negative thoughts cycling through your mind, they're like records on repeat, often planted by people from your past. Even if those critics are long gone, their words lurk in your subconscious. By calming your mind and investigating these thoughts, where did they come from? Are they actually true? You can jump off the harsh self-talk merry-go-round. We're often toxic to ourselves in ways we'd never tolerate from others. Here's the revelation. Most of these negative thoughts didn't originate from you, and they aren't true. For each negative thought, create a positive replacement. When your mind says, "I am dumb," counter with, "I have a degree and I'm doing well at my job." Start them with "I" and make them specific and believable. External happiness follows the law of diminishing returns. Those French fries taste incredible at first, then progressively less amazing with each bite. True contentment comes from recognizing that happiness isn't just within you, it is you at your core. Life deals random cards, traffic jams, missed opportunities, illness, but you always control your reaction. The Serenity Prayer captures this. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Breaking situations into what you can and can't control brings acceptance and reduces anxiety. Consider the Taoist farmer whose horse runs away. Neighbors lament, "How terrible." He responds, "Maybe." The horse returns with wild horses, "How wonderful." "Maybe." His son breaks his leg training them, but when military officials recruit, they pass over his injured son. The farmer simply responds, "Maybe," understanding events aren't inherently good or bad. Forgiveness is difficult but essential for calm. It doesn't mean forgetting or condoning, it means releasing yourself from emotional burdens. When you're angry at someone, you hurt yourself most. Anger is like holding fire. Throw it and you burn your hand. Forgiveness isn't about the other person, it's about freeing yourself from weight they may not even remember causing. Among 7.6 billion humans, no one shares your exact intellect, personality, passions, and essence. The more you own who you are, the less your perceived shortcomings will bother you. Living authentically is freedom. Being authentic isn't always easy. It might mean speaking up at the expense of offending others or not fitting in. Ellen DeGeneres came out on national television 20 years ago, simply wanting to speak her truth. Despite the backlash, her authenticity inspired millions and led to incredible success. Many traits we've been taught not to love are actually what make us amazing. Your sensitivity might make you an exceptional listener. Your overthinking could translate into thorough planning. Your too much might be exactly what someone else needs. Humans are hardwired to belong, making it difficult to say what we truly mean. When you finally stand in who you are, your voice might shake because being yourself means others might not be happy. Remember, you're not living your life for others, you're living for yourself. In a world demanding constant productivity and perfection, we've forgotten a powerful truth. Peace isn't achieved, it's uncovered. Your happiness has always been there, buried under worry, regret, and mental chatter. Start small. Take that 15-second breath. Notice when your monkey mind activates. Practice forgiveness, especially toward yourself. The sun of your natural contentment hasn't disappeared. It's just hidden behind storm clouds of stress and overthinking. You don't need to become someone new. You're simply returning to who you've always been beneath the conditioning. That child who lived fully in the present moment, they're still inside you. When you finally let that shit go, you'll discover something extraordinary. The calm, content, authentic person you've always been was waiting beneath the surface. This isn't about perfection or reaching some enlightened state. It's about developing a different relationship with your thoughts and emotions.
becoming the eye of the storm rather than getting swept up in the chaos. That transformation begins right now with a single conscious breath.